With prayer. Loving and gracious God, we give thanks for the gift of this day, for the milestone this marks in Brady's life. Lord, the prophet Isaiah promises that you will lift us up as on eagle's wings. We thank you, Holy One, for lifting up Brady during the challenges of his life that took him to this place. We thank you for giving him the wisdom, the courage, the perseverance, and determination to complete the requirements of earning the eagle. We thank you, God, for the support of his parents and his family along his journey. O Lord, we pray that in the future, your spirit will continue to lift Brady on eagle's wings, that he may soar high to carry forth the potential you have placed within him for life as a good and responsible citizen of this country, as a caring, compassionate human being, as a strong and responsible young man. Lord, may your blessing continue to be with Brady throughout his future, even as it is this day, in this time of rejoicing. We give you thanks in the name of Christ. Amen.
If I could have Matthew, Zach, and Caleb come forward. As Matthew lights the red candle, it is a reminder that the red of my flag is the lifeblood of brave men ready to die for a worthy life for this country, our country. Zach will light the white of my flag. It is for purity, cleanliness, and purpose, thought, word, and deed. Caleb will light the blue of my flag. It is for faith and loyalty, like the eternal blue of the star-filled heavens. Thank you, gentlemen. Now, if I could have Trent come forward. Trent is going to light the white candles. There are 12 of them. They are for the scout law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly. Courteous, kind, obedient, that's all right, buddy. We'll get the air conditioner shut down. We'll start it again. Want to try them backwards? Thank you, Cynthia. You want to try the clicker? Yeah, that's true. Well, while we're waiting for the air conditioner to slow down so we could light our candles, I'll go ahead and introduce myself. Again, my name is Paris Blair. I was a little tiger and bear and wolf, and then a Weeblos 1, Weeblos 2 with my son. Then it became time for us to decide which troop do we want to go. I don't know if you know, but the Cub Scouts, when they get crossed over, even though if they cross over with Troop 13, they can go to any scout troop they want. So Jeff Hover came by with a couple of his lads, and he did a presentation on 13, and my boy went, "That's where I want to go. Works for me, son." Well, I'll put a plug in for my son. He is now 23. Last weekend, I pinned on Second Lieutenant Bars. He just graduated from the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, with a mechanical engineering degree, and he's now part of the United States Marine Corps. God help us all, I gave birth to a jarhead. So Jeff and I and Kelly and Sean have been at this a long time, and we got a lot of fond memories with 13 here. Are you done messing around?
Not quite.
Okay. All right, so I think we're at obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Thanks, Trent. Now, if we could have Nathan come forward. Nathan will light the candles in front of us, the blue, to represent the different ranks among the Boy Scouts. The first one is a young man comes out and crosses over from the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts to the Boy Scouts. He becomes a scout, then a tenderfoot, a second class, star, life. Oh, I missed first class. We don't need the first class. Life. And then eagle. Thank you, Nathan. So as I said, I'm greatly honored to be the MC for this ceremony for young Master Brady. It actually is my reward for not killing him earlier when he was small. Yes, he was small. Jeff and his family and my family, we went down to Denver to go to Elitch's. It was a scouting outing. And so afterwards, we stopped at an IHOP to get some breakfast. We're on our way back up to Casper. And Brady was pestering me. And I looked at him and I put a long finger at him. I said, Brady, you keep that up, you're not going to like what I'm going to do. As true as little kids do, Brady came and pestered me. So I picked him up, to his mom's horror, picked him up, went over to the coat rack, and I hung him by his belt on the coat rack. And I left him there and went back to my booth. Now, poor Brady, he didn't know whether to scream, holler, give up the gun, or just say, Mom! So I get this long eyeball by his mom, and I go, she goes, now we'll leave him there for a minute. So again, I wish to thank you for taking your time on a Saturday to come out and celebrate Brady's special day. And again, it is truly my honor to be able to speak in front of you on behalf of Mr. Brady. So I now officially open this Eagle Court of Honor. The parents and scout leaders of the Eagle candidate, whom we honor tonight or today, have labored long and faithfully to develop him toward alert and participating citizenship through the Boy Scout program. Their efforts culminated this afternoon in the presentation of the Eagle Award. The success of these efforts, however, will only be manifested in the way this Eagle Scout himself sets a social pattern for those lives he touches. Honor Guard, would you please bring and escort this Court of Honors Eagle candidate, Brady Hover, where he will be prepared to receive the highest rank conferred by the Boy Scouts of America, the Eagle Scout. Yes, that means you got to go to the back of the room, Mr. Brady. Go ahead and escort Thank you. You're dismissed, Honor Guard. When they were small, they could get through your breast coming down through the center of that. They can't do that anymore. Now I'd like to introduce Scott Howley.
I am the eagle. Since the beginning of time, man has used me and my brothers as a symbol of royalty, power, victory, authority, and valor. My strength and courage have inspired men through the ages. Ancient man looked upon me as an inveterate enemy of serpents. They saw the battle between the sun and clouds as the battles between eagles and the serpent. The ancient Assyrians associated me with Asher, the great sun god. I was held in awe and worshiped for my majestic beauty. In the Assyrian myths, I was a symbol of storms and lightning, and the god who carried the souls to Hades. In India and Babylon, I was the symbol of fire, of wind, and of storms, and the bringer of immortality. In the Golden Age of Greece, I was a symbol of victory and supreme spiritual energy. I was the sacred bird of Zeus, the ruler of all gods. The Greeks represented me with wings outstretched, holding a serpent in my claws. Thus, I represented the triumph of good over evil. In Rome, I was a symbol of Jupiter, the supreme god. The Romans saw me as the symbol of victory. As the Roman legions conquered the world, they marched under the standard of the eagle with outstretched wings. The silver eagle was a symbol of the Republic, and Roman Empire used the golden eagle as its symbol. I became the personal emblem of the Caesars, representing supreme authority. In the Middle Ages, I became the symbol of Germany. And as falconry flourished as a sport in Europe, only kings were allowed to hunt with an eagle. The rise of Christianity brought me still more honor. To the early Christians, the eagle was the symbol of ascension. This was due to the strong flight of the eagle with its gaze fixed upon the sun. In early icons, I was best known as the symbol of St. John the Evangelist. The Aztec tribes of the classical era in what is now Mexico cited me capturing a rattlesnake. They took this as a sign to settle at the place which ultimately became Mexico City. Today, my image stands showing this event on the great seal of the modern nation of Mexico and on its nation's flag. In Mexico, I did not just witness history in the making, but I helped to cause it. In the 19th century, French troops under Napoleon conquered Europe under the symbol of the eagle. Many French soldiers gave their lives to protect the golden eagle, which supported the French flag on the battleground. In June 1782, I became the symbol of a new country. Because of my courage and beauty, I was chosen to symbolize the United States of America. The eagle became a prominent feature on the seal of the state of the new republic. From this early beginning, I have been used in many ways to symbolize the ideals of this country. Several states have eagles on their state flags. You can find me on the coins of America from the beginning to present day. I have a prominent place in America, as in ancient Rome, as a symbol of power and authority. The emblem of the president, vice president, several members of the president's cabinet, and most branches of the armed services center on the eagle. From the god of the Assyrians to the symbol of the Caesars to the emblem of this country, it was thus fitting that the eagle should have part of a most momentous achievement of man. The Apollo 11 crew chose eagle as the name for the lunar module which was to make history. And with the words of Eagle Scout Neil Armstrong, "Houston, Tranquility Base here, the eagle has landed. Man was on the moon." In 1911, following a tradition as old as man himself, the Boy Scouts of America chose the eagle to symbolize the very highest in achievement. Through all history, I have been the symbol of man's best. Now the eagle is a symbol of scouting's best.
Thank you, Scott. In a moment, Larry Ryman, the scoutmaster of Troop 13, will confer upon you the eagle, the award of Eagle Scout. However, I am sure that you will agree that some special persons should be accorded the privilege of standing with you and in some measure sharing these high honors. Honor Guard, would you please escort the parents of the Eagle candidate? Thank you, Honor Guard. As a special guest of tonight's Court of Honor, Mr. Ryman, would you please present the Eagle Award?
Thank you. Well, Brady, this has been a long time coming. I want to be first to congratulate you on graduating and earning your Eagle rank. This starts a week of big changes for you. Graduating high school, earning your Eagle, you're now an adult. And I hope you take the lessons that you learned in Scouts and on this journey to Eagle with you into adulthood and remember them as you go forward. I have a couple of things to say about Brady's Scout experiences at this time. Brady always liked the outdoors. He always seemed to be in his element when he was camping, and he loved summer camp. I will say you always had seemed to have a good time at summer camp, Brady. And I think Brady's earned almost every merit badge you can get at summer camp. He went to summer camp that often, except you and Curtis, I don't know how you got a partial in wood carving, but that's almost as big of an achievement as getting wood carving. But they always had fun at summer camp. And one of the other things I remember with Brady is Brady always used to like to joke with me. I think he probably joked with every scoutmaster that he had. One memorable event was the last time we went to Camp Buffalo Bill. And we're piling out of the vans with about 20 scouts, and there's a whole busload of foreign tourists piling out of the buses, and Brady walks up to him and goes, "This man is not my father." We had a lot of fun. It was a good time, but I will say that we had fun at Scout Camp. We have fun camping, and Brady, I want to wish you all the best as you go forward. And you made me laugh a lot. And we had a good time. We had some good times. So with that, I'd like to, Brady, is with the distinct honor and pleasure that I present you the Eagle Award.
Troop 13's latest Eagle Scout, Brady Hover.
But I am awfully proud of you, buddy. And again, I cannot say or stretch enough how honored I am that you asked me to be your MC. Thank you. No one will ever know the number of unnumbered acts of self-sacrifice and helplessness from the mother of this Eagle Scout, and which have led us to the right night. I'm not so sure that wasn't a Freudian slip. As a symbol of what his mother has made possible, the court now asks Brady to present to his mother a miniature eagle pin. You make your mother cry, your dad will make you cry. Your father has stood by you over the years and has offered his encouragement and assistance. As a symbol of what he has contributed to your attainment of this award, the court now asks that you, Brady, would you please present to Jeff the dad's pin? There are three pins in an Eagle Scout's package: the mother's pin, the father's pin, and then a mentor's pin. And the mentor's pin is a pin that the scout can give to anyone he feels has contributed greatly to his scouting experience, to growing up, to the man he's become. It doesn't necessarily have to go to a scouter. It can go to a teacher. It can go to a clergyman. It can go to anyone that the scout feels has contributed greatly to their growing up. And so the last pin to be given out by you, Brady, is the mentor's pin. A mentor is a person who's guided you through your scouting career. Would you please invite them forward? Nicely done, Sean. Now you're a 4-star mentor general. It has always been said in Troop 13, and Kelly, Sean, I, and Jeff, and all the other scouts will agree, it always took 5 entities in which a young man goes from entering the Boy Scouts at the scout rank before he gets to Eagle. And those are, 1, God. 2, it is the scout himself. 3, it's his parents. 4, it is his fellow scouters. And 5 is its scout leaders. You take any of those 5 entities out of the equation, that young man will not succeed to the rank of Eagle Scout. Brady, you are now about to join the ranks of the scout Eagle Scouts. Before doing so, however, we ask you to recommit yourself to Scouting Essentials Principles. Sean Dukart will assist by delivering the Eagle's Charge. Sean, would you please come forward?
Brady, I have the honor to give you the Eagle Charge on the occasion of your elevation to the highest rank in scouting. You have been judged by the Boy Scouts of America of being worthy of the highest rank in this great movement. All who know you rejoice in your achievement. Your position, as you know, is one of honor and responsibility. You are a marked man. As an Eagle Scout, you have assumed a solemn obligation to do your duty to God, to country, to your fellow scouts, and to mankind in general. This is a great undertaking. As you live up to your obligations, you bring honor to yourself and to your brother scouts. I charge you, Brady, to undertake your citizenship with a solemn dedication. Be a leader, but lead only toward the best. Lift up every task you do and every office you hold to the highest level of service to God and to your fellow man. To live and serve, that those who know you will be inspired to finer living. We have too many who use their strengths and their brains to exploit others and to gain selfish ends. I charge you, Brady, to be amongst those who dedicate their skills and ability to the common good. Would all the Eagle Scouts in the audience please stand? Brady, you will now rededicate yourself by repeating the Scout Oath. Resolve to maintain the perseverance that has brought you this far. Brady. You may be seated. Brady, I challenge you to enter this Eagle Brotherhood, holding ever before you without reservation the ideals of honor and service. By the repetition of the Eagle Scout promise before your fellow members, you'll become an Eagle Scout. Though the words you use are similar to those by which you joining scouting, they will mean more now than they could have meant at any time in the past. When you pledge yourself on your sacred honor, you will be sealing your eternal loyalty to the code of the Eagle Scout with the words which close the Declaration of Independence. Brady and all Eagle Scouts, please do the Scout sign and repeat after me. I reaffirm my allegiance to the three promises of the Scout Oath. I thoughtfully recognize and take upon myself the obligation and the responsibilities of the rank of Eagle Scout. On my honor, I will do my best to make my training an example, my rank and my influence count strongly for better scouting and for better citizenship in my troop and in my community and in my contacts with other people. To this I pledge my sacred honor. Two. You may be seated. It is my pleasure to pronounce you an Eagle Scout. May the oath you have taken remain graven on your heart forever. Brady, congratulations.
Sean, I love you. How many else noticed that? That was probably the only Eagle Scout oath given with Aquila's ears. Anybody else catch that? We're in the Boy Scouts. We're big. We get three, not just Aquila's ears. Yep. You got once a Cub Scout, always a Cub Scout. I love it. I love it. What's that? Yep. He's authorized. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my Lord, I've lost my place. All right. Perfect. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had some fun. We've come to honor this young man. Again, I wish to thank you again for taking time out on your Saturday afternoon to come and join this young man and celebrate his accomplishments. There is going to be refreshments downstairs afterwards, so we encourage you to stay behind and have some refreshments and give Brady a hug and a handshake and a congratulatory along with his folks. They earned it as well. So with that, I'm now declaring this Eagle Court of Honor closed. The color guard will now retire the flags. Nathan, would you bark?
Audience, please rise. Color guard, attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Prepare to retrieve the colors. Retrieve the colors. Color guard, reform ranks. About face. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Color guard at ease, audience at ease.
And Mr. Brady downstairs. Thank you.